Good morning. How's everyone? Good to see you all. Well, I'm going to show you something that maybe all of you have at home. And so here's what I have. What is that? It's a bicycle. All of you have a bicycle at home? When you got your bicycle, now this is a two-wheel bicycle. Notice that there's no training wheels on it. So when you got your bicycle, did you jump on it and start riding it right away? I'm going to put the bicycle there, that way you can see it. So you got on the bike and right away you're off, right? You had to learn. Very good. And so therefore you had to learn how to ride your bicycle. So maybe sometimes, maybe your dad, when you got on the bike, he was running along beside you, kind of holding the bike up and kind of holding you up. And that was a good thing, right? Because you knew that if you fell, you'd have someone there to catch you. But what if you were riding on your bike and there was your little brother running beside your bike? What would happen then? Or your little sister? What would happen then? They may not catch you, right? Maybe you would fall, and what would happen then? You would skin up your elbow, or you would skin up your knee, or maybe you would skin up your nose. What do you think? That would be really ugly, wouldn't it? But you see, in our text today, Jesus is telling us that we have an advocate. We have someone who's always next to us, and he's always there running alongside us, along beside us, kind of holding us up, trying to keep us out of trouble, you know, so we won't fall over and skin our nose, so we wouldn't fall into a deep sin and all kinds of bad things, and we would get hurt forever and ever. Who would be that person that's always with us? Ella? Jesus. Jesus is our advocate. That's the word that John uses today in the epistle. And an advocate is one who's always beside us, just like Dad running beside your bicycle, holding you up. But it's much more than that. Jesus actually does something for us that's very important. When we fall into sin, what does Jesus do? He forgives us. But he does something for the Father. He announces to the Father that you are forgiven. And what does Jesus do when he does that? Evan? He reminds the Father that he died on the cross. See? He reminds him of this. He reminds, even though the Father doesn't need this, Jesus stands in your stead. He kind of steps in front and he says, oh, wait a minute. I've paid for Lillian's sins. I have paid for all of Caden's sins. Not there are that many, but he's paid for all of your sins. And he says, Father, look what I've done. See the nail holes in my wrist and in my feet and the sword scar in my side. Look, Father, what I have done for Caden and for Lillian and for all of you and for all of them. Look what I have done. What has Jesus done? He died on the cross. He tells the Father, I am their advocate. I'm the one who's always running beside them. I'm always with them. I'm always with Caden or Lillian. I'm always with all of you. And since I am with you, when Jesus says that your sin is forgiven, what do we do? Evan? We believe, right? That's right. When Jesus says that our sin is forgiven, when we confess our sins, as John tells us, he is faithful and just to forgive us. And when God says that our sin is forgiven, it is forgiven. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our advocate. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the one who runs alongside of us, catching us, helping us, forgiving us of all of our sins, announcing to the Father that you have died and that you have risen and that you are the only way and the truth and that you are the life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of this. For you are the Savior, not only my Savior, but the Savior of the whole world. Lord Jesus, in your name we pray. And all the children said,
Amen.
Very good.